This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Tuesday night edition. Just doing Nightlight on a Tuesday. No big whoop. Great to have you with me, regardless of where you're joining us from tonight on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on another overcast, fall day, but still pretty warm out. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope it's 75 and sunny in your heart. So great to have you with me. As I mentioned, back in Green Bay after a night in Madison. That was fun last night. Everything went well, right, Conrad? It's pretty seamless.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for you.
Yeah, what happened? Did I miss something?
I'm just kidding.
You had access to better food that you're not sick of here in Green Bay on Washington.
I mean, down that stretch in State Street, there's a restaurant every five steps.
And most of them are great. It's ridiculous.
I walked down last week, just walked down that street when I was there, and I was like, okay, I'm hungry right now, and this sucks going down the street.
You know, it's what's funny is when I first moved to Marinette about 12 years ago, I would go down there to do this PBS gig I do, and, you know, when you're in a small town, you don't have access to restaurants. And I don't know if Madison is like world class when it comes to restaurants, but they have a lot bigger selection than I'm used to in Marinette, Wisconsin, which also has fine restaurants, but you're limited. And I remember one time eating, and I saw a really good Mediterranean restaurant, and I ate like an hour later just because I had access to it. It's like I had two meals within an hour. And that's a recipe for disaster. But you're right. It is State Street. I mean, it's just such a great, it's a great walk.
Yeah.
It's a great hang. There's good eateries, if you will. Great coffee places. So much fun. But it's good to be back on the home court, back here in Green Bay at WGBW. So you were here alone. You ever get freaked out, especially after hearing that there were ghosts on Washington Street? Frank Anderson, Todd Michaels. We've heard these stories that Washington Street can be haunted. When you are here, does that ever get inside your head?
You know, as soon as I heard those stories, I would think that it was going to bother me.
Yeah.
But it just completely like went out of my mind yesterday.
You just keep all the lights on.
Well, actually, you know, what happens when you sit in one place and too long, the lights go out.
The lights go out, yeah.
So at the end of the night, it was just this room that was lit up. Nothing else was.
You're like announcing to the Conrad is coming out now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. I'm inept technically, so I can't be in this studio alone. So I'll never have to experience that. And even when I'm in Madison, like Chris Casper is there roaming around. Sage was there kind of late, so you never feel totally alone. And then you got these huge windows overlooking State Street.
Yep.
It's just a great view of the goings on, and there's just a great energy there. And I would say that you have energy here on Washington in Green Bay, but it's more like gelato energy in the summer, guys with no muffler energy,
well,
seeing how loud they can
drive.
Yep. Yeah. We have to keep redoing our recordings because of the loud mufflers right outside the window. That's fun.
Well, I'd say yesterday there wasn't too much of it because it was raining and gross out.
Right. And even the dudes with the loud mufflers don't want to go out in that kind of way. Yeah. Hey, a fun show tonight, folks. It's a Tuesday, but we're going to make it feel like a Wednesday. I'm going to beat that joke into the ground until I get the respect that I think it deserves. We have a really fun show tonight. The Doctors in Recital are here in the studio performing. They're so much fun. Kim Shefchik and Paul and Chris Piatt are going to be here singing live in the studio. We're going to talk to them about an upcoming performance they have here in Green Bay that they do every year for a great cause. And they get all these doctors out there that have this talent. You know, like a lot of people grow up being classically trained in things, and then they go, oh, well, I'm going to go to medical school, or I'm going to do this or that. But there are people with a lot of talent, and they pool their resources every year to do these great shows. I think it's at the Widener every year. But Kim and Paul and Chris will be in the studio at 6:35. That's exciting. You know, it's fun. It's fun when they're here because you can hear them kind of warming up down the hall.
Yeah.
And it just adds like a nice energy. And then at 7:35, Civic Media's own news anchor for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She is has a new show called Community Stories. And Melissa has been working on this for a while. She's so talented, and it's going to be so much fun to talk to her about this show. I'm very excited for her. We'll find out more about Community Stories, sort of centrally Wisconsin-based. We have New Wisco Weekend here that we do in Northeast Wisconsin every weekend with Lisa Hale. And Melissa will do something similar in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a lot going on the Civic Media Network all around the state. So it's good to be able to talk about that kind of stuff, and that's very exciting. And so I was in Madison. I've talked about this on the show before, but it just really bugs me when I already tip people at the counter, and then I go over and the only table has a bunch of crap on it. So everybody's busy behind the counter, so I end up wiping the table down myself. It's like, what am I doing here? I walk in, I order something, I tip somewhat handsomely, not 15%, but like 10%. And I ate at this place called Sweet Green, which is really good. They have great food. It's pretty healthy for the most part. But it's pricey. It's like $16 for a salmon miso bowl or whatever. And then I get a Spindrift. That's $3. That's sensibly priced. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's the thing about Madison. It's crazy, especially on State Street. You're going to pay more. But I go over to sit down, and it's like, all right, I could go over and complain and wait for someone to come over and wipe this little table off, or I could just do it myself because I'm kind of in a hurry to get up here to Green Bay. So you just feel like a dope. Here's $3 and a tip, and now I'm going to go wipe off my table so I can eat at your establishment. Drives me bananas. Do you tip?
Depends on the circumstance, I'd say.
What's a circumstance that you would tip that you're not being waited on, like at a table?
Like if I go to a store that, you know, someone's just behind the counter, but they still have, but they're not giving me anything, you know, they're just ringing me up.
Just ringing you up.
I won't do it then. I don't think that I need to, because I did all the work.
You did all the shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, Howard Schultz, Starbucks, they're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
You can't pay your employees $3 more, so you don't have to shake people down for money when they come through the drive-thru? That's ridiculous. That should be our question of the night, but I feel like we've already done that. I had to get that off my chest again.
I forgot what place it was, but it was a coffee shop, and I went through the drive-thru, and they, instead of like giving me the screen or whatever, they go, all right, so how much do you want to tip? 10, 15, or 20? I'm like...
really asked you that?
Yeah, and I didn't know what to say. It's just like, zero?
Yeah. You know, if they already handed me my coffee, I would lean in and go, zero, nothing, zilch. Well, that's gutsy. Because
All I did was get a coffee with just a little bit of vanilla in it. That's it.
That's ridiculous. I thought of you today because this week Saltburn was released last year, and I know that's one of your
favorites. Thanks for thinking of me when you think of that movie.
Listen, I can't look at a bathtub where I don't think of Conrad Krieger.
Oh no.
Yeah, I still can't. That movie still just leaves kind of I almost said bad taste in my mouth. That's not where I was. But it just gives me a feeling like ew. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But another film was released this week, Love Actually. And that's a great modern, isn't that the film the Mariah Carey song came from? I don't want a lot for Christmas. I think that's the film that song played.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Love Actually? Oh, nope. It's a really good film. And a great cast.
I like see it all the time. And who's the cast in again?
Well, it's Andrew Lincoln. Let's look that up because I'm kind of blanking right now. But it's Andrew Lincoln. And who is the woman? Let's Google. Let's go to the Google live on the air. It's from 2003. Okay. So Love Actually. Of course, everybody. Oh, Colin Firth, of course. Liam Neeson. Emma Thompson. That's who I couldn't think of.
Liam Neeson's in that?
Liam Neeson's in that.
And okay.
He kills very few people.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, wait.
No one threatens his family and he doesn't kill anyone. It's like he doesn't know what to do. He's a man without a country. Martin Freeman, who I love. Chiwetel Ejiofor is great. Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead. That was weird because I saw that after The Walking Dead came out and I was like, oh God, he's not, he's in this. That's very strange. Hugh Grant, of course. Keira Knightley. The cast is phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a sweet film. Laura Linney. That's right. I forgot Laura Linney is in it. But it's a really good film, and it's very holiday. And it's like that song by Mariah Carey. Like, so few movies or songs that come out that are holiday related, I really respond to, or I think, oh, that's a classic. But Love Actually kind of is, as is the Mariah Carey song. Why can't I think of the name of that song?
Isn't it All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think it's just called that.
Let's look that up. Tonight on the show, we'll be Googling.
Have you seen the movie The Holiday?
No.
With Jack Black?
No.
Cameron Diaz?
I have not.
Jude Law? Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
That is actually I really enjoyed the movie. It's about two people that like kind of like swap places. Like, they're sick of work, so one goes to England and the other goes to, like, L.A. Huh. And then they fall in love with the people that they're friends with, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you like it. But it was a classic? I mean, because there's a lot of films that come out that I go, okay, that's... But where does it come, like, where's The Home Alone? Where's, Christmas Vacation?
Yeah,
like, to put a new film out and have it become a classic...
That's
tough.
I'd give it a rewatch, but I wouldn't put it at the same level as those movies.
Yeah. But I would say Love Actually did become a classic. It's sort of, I don't know. I would call it a classic. Enough people talk about it constantly. Just like that song from Mariah Carey, All I Want. I'm spacing again. What is it? All I Want for Christmas is You. And did you know Justin Bieber was involved in that song?
Really?
He is. The Belieber. Maybe he wrote the lyrics.
Didn't know that.
I didn't think she had. I thought that was just her singing. Okay. Fun show. Hey, folks, the Doctors in Recital are here tonight. They're going to be here at 6:35. I can hear them warming up down the hall. They sound phenomenal. I'm back on the home court here in Green Bay at WGBW. It feels phenomenal. Melissa Kay is here. Lots going on tonight. We're going to give you the question of the night when we come back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, we are... We're back, and I love when the texters jump in. Dave says, all I want for Christmas is you. Jim, all I want for Christmas is you. Helen from Wanakee says, I love The Holiday. And Michaela from West Bend, I hope I'm saying that right.
Michaela.
Oh, it's spelled. Is that how you spell Michaela?
There's many ways you can spell Michaela.
See, I disapprove. That's like Pete. P-E-T-E. Sometimes you could spell it P-E-E-T or P-E-A-T. That's what I should do. I should change my name and just make people's lives miserable.
You should put a Y in there somewhere.
Petey? Or P-Y-E-T-E? Then the number 6. Michaela, I apologize. Thank you for the text. Michaela from West Bend. Down on the 414 says, as a former waitress, I don't tip at fast, casual, or food places. I tip at sit-down restaurants and delivery drivers. Yes, Michaela. This is my new religion. I know I'm going to have to say no. Michaela says I didn't get to choose the spelling. We're just giving you a hard time, Michaela. My last name is Schwabba. I have to spell it for everybody. And I'm a junior. So I have to say why I go by this name, but this name is on my check. It's a nightmare. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You're great parents aside from that. But Michaela says, I'm with her because but it's so hard because I am a generous tipper for the most part. I'm not a really rich guy, but I do believe that people that work hard should be tipped, and especially when I get good service. But come on. I'm with you, Michaela. Sorry about the whole name thing. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Hey, Conrad, we got to get to our question of the night. We're already in the second segment. We got off on Love Actually. So let's do that right now. Let's hear it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where I thought of this. I ate crappy the last 2 days because I was in the car. Green Bay to Madison, back to Green Bay. Fast food. I'm grossed out. Name me. What is your favorite healthy food or snack to eat? Very simple tonight. We went with positivity last night. I asked for something positive in your life. Tonight, we're going with what is your favorite healthy food or snack to eat? I know we all like bad food sometimes, but what is your favorite healthy food or snack? I'm going to start, like I do every night. I'm going to say I'm kind of off carbs, but I love avocado toast.
Oh, yeah.
With some lime and sea salt on it. I think that's my favorite healthy snack. Avocado toast with English muffin bread, sea salt, and a lime squeezed on it. I don't think you can do better than that.
That's pretty good.
Right? What about you?
Oh, this is tough. I'd say as a snack, I just can't beat a classic, and that's just some apples with peanut butter.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's been a staple in my life.
Do you do the do you do the natural peanut butter or just go with the Jif or what? No judgment.
I forget what brand it is.
Smucker's.
No.
Jif.
But,
Skippy.
But it is is it Skippy or Jif? It's one of the two, but it's the natural one.
Okay.
And I do have the nuts in it.
Oh, that's good too. Nuts are good for you too. I go with a nice almond, a nice macadamia nut for my snacks lately. Those are healthy. They have fiber, protein.
Yeah.
They don't have all the what I'm trying to avoid are chips.
Yes.
Because damn it, I love chips. And once you start, it's over. Like a serving size is 7 chips. Who's eating that? I think I'll have 7 chips. No. I'm eating the bag. And I'm tipping the bag upside down to empty the crushed chips into my mouth. So, all right. So Conrad says apples with peanut butter, the nutty peanut butter, which I respect. And I say avocado toast with sea salt and lime. Delish. What are your favorite healthy snacks? Or food, whatever. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. It's so easy to use, folks. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, please do so. You have access to all your favorite shows. Nightlight, we are on the network statewide. You just click on whatever radio station is your home station, and there's a little text icon. It's so easy, and I love to hear from you throughout the show and read your texts on the radio. And Conrad, tell people how they can text on the stream like Dave is doing right now, please.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, WISS, and Nightly with Pete Schwabba. YouTube, WGBW, and Civic Media, and on Twitter or X, Civic Media and WGBW.
X. Twitter wasn't masculine enough. They renamed it X because it's like poison. I still call it Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Here's my thing. I think Elon Musk doesn't he have like 10 kids? He might have 10 kids and maybe that's X. Do you like to think it has some kind of sentimental value and it's not just X because it's just stupid?
He does have a lot of kids.
Yeah. With I don't want to get into all that. okay. So that's the question. And please give us your answers. I love reading your answers on the air. Are we already almost up against a break? We didn't even get to play the bottle rocket clip. I start running my trap and I can't stop.
We do have a short 30-second clip we can play.
From Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
Let's do that. It's Owen Wilson's birthday this week, folks. Here is a very quick clip from Bottle Rocket.
Okay, sit down. Sit down. Get up and get your wallet, Stretch. What's in here? What's in here? Where's the money? Where's the money? Talk, Stretch.
It's in the drawer.
Okay, there it is. Come on, open up that drawer.
No, it's not.
Come on. The other one. Let's go.
Where's the money?
Okay. Put one of those bags. Get one of those bags. Let's move. Come on. A bigger one, you idiot. What do you think?
Don't call me an idiot, you punk.
Do you have bigger bags for atlases or dictionaries, sir?
So great. They go in. Okay, Luke and Owen Wilson. If you have not rented Bottle Rocket, it is Wes Anderson's first film. It is outstanding. One of my favorite comedies. Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, James Caan is in it, and it's directed by Wes Anderson. And they decide they want to be burglars. So the first place they decide to rob is a bookstore where they hardly have any money. And the guy pulls out a little bag to put the money in. A bigger one, you idiot. Great stuff. Check it out. I'm going to read your text when we come back. And we are going to have, you're probably wondering, is there a doctor in recital in the house? And the answer to that question is there is about to be at 6:35, which is coming up on the other side of the news. Civic Media's award-winning news, which will keep you informed. We'll read some texts. We'll have some guests. It's a great night here at Nightlight, and I'm so glad you're here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Sherry from Horicon says, apple cinnamon rice cake with cheese and avocado. That sounds like half of that sounds healthy. The rest sounds like a dessert. But I will accept that answer, Sherry. That's a great one. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite healthy food or snack? I got in a jam the last couple days. I had to drive from where I live in Marinette to Madison up to here. I was in a hurry, and I ate food I didn't want to eat twice, and it made me mad that healthy snacks aren't more available. So that's our question tonight. What is your favorite healthy snack or food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Dave says, lean homemade beef jerky. I'm in awe of people that make their own jerky. Mm-hmm. That seems like a tedious process.
Well, the Ronco 5000 food dehydrator, remember those? That was like the infomercial that was on like every Saturday cartoon day. I had to watch nothing. All those.
But is that what it was for?
I don't know. They food dehydrated everything. You can make your own beef jerky, your own fruit roll-ups. Do you remember that?
I'm drawing a blank here.
You did not. Your parents didn't let you watch.
He's hanging you out to dry.
Sorry.
Seriously. I watched a lot of TV back in the day.
Those are the voices of my guests. The doctors in recital are in the hizzy.
In the hiz.
Kim Shevchik and Paul Piat are here in the studio. So great to have you guys back here. And I'm sorry, Chris, your better half. Or maybe you're the better half, Paul. I know nothing about your marriage.
She's kind of like the better three quarters.
Better three quarters.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
You give yourself 25%. That's,
yeah, I think
that's
I'm worth at least that.
That's pretty humble. Yeah, yeah. That's not even a humble brag.
She's hopefully listening, and we hope she feels better soon.
Not feeling so hot, so...
She has no
best.
Voice, but her ears hopefully are listening. Do you guys have a favorite healthy snack or food?
I like to pretend that chips and salsa are healthy. However, when you have the amount of chips that I have with my salsa, it's probably not so healthy.
You know, I think it'd be healthier if you had actual poker chips and salsa than chips.
Probably.
Is there a healthy chip?
I don't know. They make, what do they make? They chips out of cauliflower.
We've baked it now, so it's healthier.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but
I like fruit. Fruit's healthy.
Fruit is, well, yeah, okay. Fruit's a good one. What about you, Paul? You got a healthy snack?
I love the venerable peanut. I like nuts in general, but just peanuts are great. And let's see, fruits and vegetables. I'm an avocado guy.
Same.
I can eat it with a spoon, just straight out of the skin, plain. Like,
but
I just love it.
I can't pick out the right avocado. I pick them out, and it's like not ripe or it's already brown.
And it's a tough one to have if you're in the mood for an avocado, because you can't go to the store. It's like, oh, that's a week and a half. I still hope I feel like this, but they're really hard or whatever. But I said avocado toast with lime and sea salt. That's my favorite healthy snack.
Sounds good. Ooh.
Yeah. Steve says a celery stick and spread with peanut butter. That's a theme in Conrad's family, the peanut butter. That's a good one, Steve.
He does it the wrong way, though.
He does it the wrong way. He's calling out his dad on air. Michaela, not Michaela, by the way, we've established. I called her Michaela because I was just reading willy-nilly.
Michaela does look like Michaela.
It's spelled like that.
Legit.
I know a Michaela with a Y, so I got confused, and I apologize to Michaela from West Bend. But she says red wine.
Well, antioxidants.
Yeah.
They're a little bit. And unfortunately, a serving of alcohol is not.
It's like two fingers,
what we usually drink around here.
That's from someone. That's the downside of this discussion is we have people from the medical community here.
Yeah.
She says, if that doesn't count, then raw bell pepper. Okay.
Mm. Oh.
She says, no hard feelings about the name. Gave me a good laugh. I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that, Michaela. thank you, Michaela, very much. Paula, Conrad's mom checking in, says, I like cashews and also hummus with cucumbers. Wow. That's a good healthy family right there. Anna says, my favorite healthy snack is nuts. Almonds, pecans, sunflower seeds, walnuts, and cashews. Mm. All unsalted, of course. See, that takes the fun out of it for me.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're good for you, right?
That's definitely good for you. Nuts are healthy, but again, serving size.
Yeah. Agreed.
People get a little gusto on their servings.
Yeah.
Paul has an opinion.
Yeah. Very calorie dense.
But it's
very
good fats, right?
Yeah, it's good fat.
All right, we'll do a couple more here. Bill from Green Bay says, Sabra olive tapenade hummus with pretzels and veggies.
Ooh, that's good
dynamite.
Choice.
That's a great one. Bill just won the internet tonight. Mm-hmm. That was ambitious. Jim from Appleton says, mixed nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, pecans, peanuts and pistachios. I love pistachios.
What about hazelnuts? Those are the best.
How about filberts?
Ooh.
If we're going to get in the dirt here, let's really get down and dirty.
Mm.
Dave says, I got a Nesco as a gift. A good question would be, what's your favorite Ronco product?
Ronco.
The Ginsu, baby.
The Ginsu knife.
He says, the Pocket Fisherman.
Ooh, Pocket Fisherman. Yes.
That's ringing a bell.
Yes.
It is ringing a bell.
Yes.
I'm not a fisherman in general, so I like to catch a fish with my bare hands just to really go full-blown nature.
Wow. Like, are you doing that, what do they call it, noodling with the catfish or something?
You're what now?
Oh, I don't know what that
noodling,
is.
Noodling, yeah. Okay. Isn't that what they call it?
Canoodling?
No, that's like, I feel stupid.
That's different.
There's some kind of catfish thing that you get it with your hand and then you.
She said noodling, not canoodling.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to canoodle catfish.
Yeah.
Noodling for catfish. It's a thing. Hand fishing for catfish is called noodling.
Well, sometimes you say something you think is funny and then it really exists and it sort of takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, sorry.
Every time I come here, I learn something new. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's why we're here. Okay.
I agree. I always learn something. Let's get into it
because you guys came all the way down to the studio not to talk about nuts or healthy snacks or whatever. It's great to have you both back here. I'm sorry Chris couldn't be here, but I hope she has a speedy recovery. And I hope it's not rickets. Is it rickets?
You know, I doubt it because she takes a lot of vitamin D. I think we're safe.
Okay.
I think we're safe there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No scurvy.
Maybe scurvy, though, because she's, you know, the vitamin C.
She's a merchant marine.
Oh, she is a pirate. She lives in Bay Park School District.
Watch out for the scurvy.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know we were going to talk about rickets and scurvy.
Yeah, well, you are in the medical community. You have to expect.
Off the rails.
Look at this cool poster.
I did bring our poster.
This is the Doctors in Recital poster for this year, January 25th, 2025.
I brought it because sometimes it's fun. People are like, oh, what kind of show is it? Well, when can you come and be at an amazing evening of music and, you know, listen to, let's see, we've got an OBGYN, several OBGYNs. We've got cardiology, we've got occupational health, plastic surgery, intensivist. Jeez. I mean, we've got all
you're
these
on
amazing.
There, Kim. I yeah, saw
there's
you're on
me.
There.
I had my hair straightened. I look like a weirdo. I didn't even recognize myself. I look at this poster. I'm like, where's me?
Kim?
Oh yeah, that's right. I
did you
my
not
hair.
Did you not know they were going to take the photo that day?
No, or? That was.
It's like the kid that forgets was, picture day and shows up in the Iron Maiden T-shirt. You know? Whoops.
Yeah.
Oops. I forgot that I had taken that picture.
Oh, you look great. This is
anyway.
So hold this up and let people who are watching in the stream. This is Doctors in Recital. For people listening who have not heard you guys in the show before or might not know what Doctors in Recital is, tell us about this really cool event and what you guys do.
So we have been in existence for, I believe this is now our 17th, maybe 18th year, but we have an amazing group of area physicians and medical professionals who get together to make a difference by making music. So we put on a music concert, a variety show from classical to jazz to pop music and everything in between. And all of these people are from different organizations, which is kind of unique that they're from competing organizations who come together. They're from Northeast Wisconsin, and we raise money by selling tickets and sponsorships for people to come. And we pick a different community organization every year. This year we have several. So we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, and we have Foster the Village. And then for our music education recipients, because we also focus on music education in our community, Heritage Hill Fife and Drum Corps and the Griffin String Music Quartet, who they go and do free concerts and educational opportunities for people in our area.
I love that. I mean, I love all of it, but I love that you help foster music education. So tell us about that. Where does that... is it for different programs? Do you buy
every
instruments?
Year we have, we do an application process. So we open up our application for the next year right away after our show. So people who have in our area maybe a program that they're looking to fund to promote music education, whether it's in schools or perhaps for older adults, which is kind of what Griffin String Quartet focuses on. Heritage Hills program, they're actually bringing that traditional fife and drum corps, you know, from like the revolutionary period. And they take local musicians and train kids, actually, who are then wearing the traditional uniforms and they perform at various reenactment events. So that's kind of unique this year. In previous years, we've done some different things with various schools. Last year, we combined with the Power Tool Horns. They did some jazz outreach education at area schools in our community. So we like variety. So we never know what we're going to get next year. Who knows? Maybe you're going to start something, a nonprofit. You're going to start music education.
What do you think I should
radio
do?
Radio production. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
Radio production.
It would be.
Wouldn't it?
Radio production. That's Conrad's area of expertise. Oh. I can't do that.
I thought he was going to slip and say, that's boring. I was like, wait a minute.
I barely stay awake through my own show. All right. 2025. The 2025 show will be Saturday.
Saturday.
7 p.m. January 25th.
Yep.
2025.
Yep.
Tickets are available at TicketStar for $25.
Starting at $25. And this year, what's new is we have reserved seating.
Okay.
So we've had the problem of nearly selling out for several years. So the Widener asked that previous years we had kind of a first come, first serve seating. But as you can imagine, that can make logistics a bit hard.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that we have a safe event, that we have not this mad, crazy rush. So we have reserved seating. And so we want people to either visit our website, www.doctorsinrecital.org, or you can go right to our local Ticketmaster and the website or at the ticket office and get Ticketmaster. Ticketstar. I always do that.
Ticketstar.
Ticketstar is our team. And at the Widener, we have a beautiful facility, one of a kind, just so privileged in our community to have it. And you can definitely plan on having an amazing evening. We have, I love actually, I was looking at the show lineup because it's so eclectic, but somehow Lucinda, our producer, just fits it all together. And we've got things that are just very traditional classical pieces. And we have Dolly Parton song that we're doing, 9 to 5.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people, you know, bring their own flair. And there are people that come back year after year that people look forward to hearing. So we even have original music. Dr. Vardis puts a wonderful group of people together, writes a song, usually has something to do with our recipients. And it's just a beautiful night.
Wow. My guests are Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat. They are here tonight as representing Doctors in Recital, a great show that happens right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Do other communities do this? I mean, I'm sure that everybody has their charitable events, but This is pretty unique, I would
say,
right?
So, again, I call her our fairy godmother, Lucinda Roberts, yeah. started this idea when she was working with Hyde Music at the time, and Steinway wanted to do something like this. They worked together, but it's really grown to a one-of-a-kind. Other areas have tried to do something similar, but they've not been able to get quite the partnership that we have with our local healthcare organizations. So Belen has a longstanding history of being a huge sponsor for us, but we've also had performers from, you know, our competitors, Belen's competitors. I work at Belen, but we all get together. We've got Purveya and the HSHS hospitals and Aurora and the independents, and people really come together for this one event. It's pretty unique, and the talent is amazing. And we have local musicians, people like Paul Pia, and we have the Power Tool Horns, and we have many people that are friends with musicians. So we have some professional level caliber people, as well as our physicians.
You've got really big donors and sponsors too. Like, if I wanted a sponsor, if I wanted my name next to Belen,
yeah,
what's that going to run me?
Well, how big do you want your name next to Belen?
Yeah. Same size, same font. Brought to you by Belen and Pete Schwabba.
Ooh, wow.
And Nightlight and Conrad.
I can.
You can put my name really small. Throw, though. I don't need. It doesn't need to be big.
Donate a sawbuck, and we'll get this thing going. All right. The
I'm sure we could figure something out, Pete. I'm sure we could figure it out.
The doctors in recital are here. DIR, the DIR.
Yeah, we call ourselves DIR.
Oh, you do?
DIR, yes.
Oh, I thought it was
so, because who wants to type out doctors in recital? Trust me, I do DIR all the time.
Kim and Paul are going to sing. That is coming up right after a very short break. You're going to want to hear these guys. They're terrific. Even without Chris, who we will miss, but you're going to bring it. It's so great having you here in the studio. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie checking in a little earlier. I like that. He says, I grew up on junk food. I love chips, Fritos, Doritos, fried and hot Cheetos, kettle cooked or barbecue potato chips. I collected and ate them all. But I'm fighting back. I'm eating more organic, low or no salt, dry roasted pistachios, cashews, pecans, and organic natural peanut butter. Steadfast, the nutty Professor Edward. Steady Eddie goes all Shakespeare on us once in a while. I love it. That's a great one. Thank you, Eddie. This is exciting. The doctors in recital are here. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat are here representing the doctors in recital. You're not the only doctors in recital.
No. We are a consistent team in doctors in recital for many years now, but we are not the show by any means.
No.
We get way more than
But it's
we're
interesting
just
on
drop
that
in the bucket.
On that poster, there's like 25 people, and I see pictures on the website where there's like 100 people on stage.
Oh yeah, well we have a choir.
Yeah,
and the choir isn't just physicians. And anyone with ties to the medical community is welcome to join. And we are very fortunate that many of our acts bring in, you know, other people, whether it's, oh, I've got a friend that plays bass and is going to play on my song.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, interesting menagerie of people.
It's outstanding. So let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. Let's hear some, whatever you guys want to play. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we decided to start with everybody's favorite vampire tune. It's the vampire love song ballad.
Vampires are in love.
A thousand years.
Nothing says Christmas like that. Okay, here are the doctors in recital live in the studio.
Heart beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm a afraid to fall, but watching you stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer, I have died every day waiting for you, darling. Don't be afraid. Beauty in all she is, I will be brave, I will not let anything take away what's standing in front of me. Every breath, every hour has come to this. One step closer, I have died every day waiting for you, darling. Don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. All along I believed I brought your heart to me. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. One step closer. Darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. And all along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more.
What a great song. Where does that come from? I've never heard of that before.
So again, the vampire love story.
Yeah.
Come on. The Twilight.
I was going to say Twilight or Interview with a Vampire or something.
Was it Christina Perry, I think, that sang it? I don't know who wrote it. We should probably look that up to give props to that person.
So what kind of music do you guys typically play? It's January 25th. It's after the holidays. Is it kind of a, if people go, what can they expect to see?
Honestly, it's so
everything
varied.
Everything and anything.
Nice.
Like,
I mean, we had bagpipes. Last year,
we had bagpipes. This year, we do not have bagpipes.
Nope.
Too many walkouts or what?
Yeah,
no, right. No. It was good.
All right, let's pick up here with the bagpipes. We're going to do some news. Civic Media's award-winning news. Here's a text from Sherry, too, from the 920. Thanks, Pete. I needed this after Mom's passing Friday. Very sorry for your loss, Sherry.
So sorry,
hopefully we brought a smile to your face, and I'm sure Kim and Paul did just that with that beautiful song. We'll have more with them when we come back after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive. For I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your teeth.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.